This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. 45 million Americans now lack health insurance. Health insurance premiums are rising at double-digit rates. So it might seem surprising to some that one of the hottest health issues in this year's presidential race is medical malpractice. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that this fight is about much more than medicine.
Some of the Bush campaign's latest television ads aren't about top-tier issues like Iraq or the economy. They're about medical malpractice reform.
Our hospitals closing maternity wards, OBGYNs forced out, 3-month waits for mammograms. The reason? Frivolous lawsuits from out-of-control personal injury trial lawyers.
No one disputes that doctors in many states are suffering from spiraling premiums for their malpractice insurance, and some are indeed moving to other states or retiring early. But there is a spirited debate about how many doctors are dropping out and whether so-called frivolous lawsuits are the primary reason for the rise in premiums. None of that, however, has stopped the president from making malpractice a key element of his health reform platform. And he points out at just about every single stop that Democratic vice presidential nominee John Edwards was a malpractice lawyer before being elected to the Senate from North Carolina. The president says John Kerry chose lawyers over doctors when he put Edwards on the ticket. Mr. Bush also likes to paint the issue as a money saver. Here's how he put it to an audience in Iowa last week.
Tell you another thing we need to do about health care costs. We got to do something about these frivolous lawsuits that'll run up the cost on small businesses.
What the president wants is for Congress to pass a bill that would cap non-economic damages, those for pain and suffering, at $250,000. The House has passed such a bill a half dozen times over the past decade, but the Senate has so far resisted. Mr. Bush's rhetoric suggests that capping damage awards, along with reducing so-called defensive medicine, where doctors perform tests that aren't really needed just in case they get sued, would lead to a dramatic reduction in health care spending. But Douglas Holtz-Eakin, director of the Congressional Budget Office, says that's not the case.
Anyone who talks to health professionals comes away with the impression that there is, in fact, defensive medicine associated with medical malpractice. Unfortunately, there are no data where you get a table and the costs are divided into genuine costs and defensive medicine costs.
In other words, there's no way to quantify how much defensive medicine is performed each year. And while Holtz-Eakin says CBO has found that capping damage awards would save some money, the amount would be modest.
The savings that we have found in the statistical analysis so far amount to 0.5% of total health care spending. Health care costs have been rising at something like 10% a year. A 0.5% reduction would be a one-time saving and wouldn't even account for a part of a year in additional costs.
Kenneth Thorpe is a health economist at Emory University who thinks capping damages would reduce malpractice premiums. But even he thinks that relying on malpractice changes to address the health cost problem is missing the boat.
Growth in healthcare spending is traced to more patients that have chronic illness and the fact that they're more expensive to treat. So if you really wanted to get at the spending growth in healthcare, you'd find ways to reduce the rise in diabetes and heart disease and hypertension and do a much better job of managing those patients. That's where the real money is, and that's where the real potential is to save our healthcare dollar.
Thorpe, who once worked in the Clinton administration, says the malpractice issue also lets the president be on the side of doctors and business, two important Republican constituencies.
The proposal the president has come up with goes directly to the bulk of his constituency that he's trying to get the base interested and generate votes here. But to then take it the next step and say that it's going to solve our nation's health care problems is a stretch, to say the least.
The president was scheduled to do an entire event on medical malpractice this week, but it was scratched when advisors found the issue wasn't making as much of an impact with voters as they'd hoped. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.